This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today, we're wrapping up our teaching on the King of Babylon and how he's able to attack our physical body with pain, weakness, and disease when we have rebellion in our life. I'm always shocked at how many people in our meetings get healed of pain. In fact, it's one of the most common miracles we see. I've seen people healed of everything from short-term minor pain conditions to people who have been suffering with chronic pain for decades. Today, we're specifically going to focus on being healed of pain. The King of Babylon has a spirit of pain underneath him in his kingdom. Today, we're going to our Miracles from the Road segment. Over the years, we've been privileged to capture hundreds and hundreds of miracles on video. I'm going to show you some really cool video testimonies of people who are delivered of pain. At the end of the program, we're going to go into a super soak so that you can get your miracle and be set free from pain. But first, let's start the program with a review. For the past programs, we've been talking about demonic kings. What are they? Well, Ephesians 6:12 in the Amplified details what they are. It says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with despots, which is a tyrant king, with despots, powers, and master spirits. That's the order of the ranks in the demonic army, with the despot at the top, the tyrant king at the top. He is a strong man that Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. And one of the ways that we bind these kings, the main way, is by getting our soul healed. That's how we bind the strong man. The word strong man in the Greek means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. Sin wounds our soul. And many times there are specific sins that attract specific kinds of despot kings. In this program, we're going to talk about the sin of rebellion. In Proverbs 17:11, it says this, "An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him." You hear that? If you look at the word cruel there, it actually means a fierce enemy that brings a sentence of death. When you rebel, it allows that fierce enemy to come and to attack you, to torment you, to hold you hostage in all different ways, in your mind, in your emotions, in your money, in your home, in your family, in your marriage, in your physical health. Amen? So what does this king spirit do to us? Well, Nebuchadnezzar took God's people into captivity, right? He physically imprisoned them. I believe that the king, the satanic king of Babylon, does the same thing, that's his job. Well, let's look at another king of Babylon. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. He was one of the more famous kings that ruled over Babylon. And you know, that spirit that was in Nimrod got passed down to him. One of the more familiar Bible stories of Nebuchadnezzar is when he became prideful and he rebelled against God by claiming that it was by his great power and might that he'd build the ancient city of Babylon. So what does this king spirit do to us? Well, Nebuchadnezzar took God's people into captivity, right? He physically imprisoned them. I believe that the king, the satanic king of Babylon, does the same thing, that's his job. Well, it says there, right there in verse 3 in Isaiah 14, it says that when the Lord gives us rest from our sorrow and pain and from the trouble and unrest that we had to serve, we will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon, how the oppressor is stilled. When you look up those words, you know, that we'll be able to have rest from our pain. It's just not emotional pain, though that is in there, but it's also physical pain. I looked it up. It means to be pained, to be vexed, to be tortured.
not only in your mind and your emotions, but your physical body. And since I got dominion over this spirit by having nothing in my soul that's in common with him, because that's how you get dominion over the strong man, I've seen pain, all kinds of pain healed. When I pray for people, pain leaves. I've seen countless pain stories.
What happened, dear?
I came down here to the conference on Tramadol and another pain pill. And I have not taken that pain pill since yesterday morning when I came in and heard your first teaching.
Yes.
Then last night, I felt some of it leave, but then the lady who was testifying about her ankles and so forth, I said, well, God, you have no respect to a person. So if you can, I mean, it was severe pain all in here and all in my back. I could not do anything. They gave me a shot before I left. I was taking pills. And today, I felt all this, everything just come off, starting this morning while I was listening to you before I got here. And I can bend down, I can move. I wasn't able to do that. I have a doctor's appointment on Monday with the doctor, and you know, I'm just gonna let her know what happened, but I wasn't able to do any of that. I came down, I said, I'm getting to the conference. I said, can you give me a shot? She gave me a shot. I was taking Tramadol pills, whatever, just to ease the pain.
But and now, no pain. Come on, April, okay. Give me a big hug, girl, you're so awesome.
I'm so glad for you, baby.
All right. Turn over here and tell us your name.
My name's Alex.
What happened, Alex?
I had a lot of crack in my elbows, my knees, my back.
Do you know what it's from?
Just life.
Isn't that true? How long has it been happening?
A few years.
Besides the cracking and all that, was there pain with it?
A lot.
A lot of pain.
I mean, last night I almost broke down in tears from the pain in my right elbow.
You don't look like a guy that would break down in tears easily. Is that true?
Prior to Christ, no. After Christ, a lot. Yeah.
Good for you, Alex. That's awesome. So you're saying the pain was so severe last night during the meeting?
Nothing's cracking. My elbows aren't cracking. My knees aren't cracking. I have no pain in my joints. And I go through this from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. Just pain. My life has been in pain for the last few years.
And now no pain right now. No pain at all.
Not at all.
Did it happen during what prayer? The prayer about idols or the...
As soon as you said joint pains, I immediately felt young.
That fast it sprung up.
It's bitterness. When I prayed against bitterness, done.
So when we prayed the prayer against bitterness, you felt it starting to leave, and then the final thing was when I...
Pride, yeah.
For the bitterness and the pride. And not you, Alex. Not you, huh? And then the pain left, and then the cracking. Did the pain go first?
Yeah.
And then the cracking followed when they got the words of knowledge?
Yeah, when I checked it was no cracking.
No cracking and no pain. After what, a decade, you said, is that right?
At least five years.
Can we give God a big praise? Here's a man lived in constant pain for 5 years, and he's been totally healed. Awesome, Alex, that's awesome. What happened tonight?
I realized I had a lot of pride in my life.
You did. Now, what was wrong with your physical body?
My knees cracked. My knees would hurt. And actually, the first time, when you talked about the left knee, my left knee stopped hurting and my right knee.
How long has it been in pain like that, Lou?
At least a decade.
A decade, 10 years.
And then what happened is my knees weren't hurting, but they were still cracking. And I was praising God because I'm just happy they weren't hurting.
So the pain was gone, but you were still hearing the crackling.
Still hearing the cracking.
And then what happened?
You mentioned a cracking. I was like, I went up.
And how's that cracking now?
There's nothing.
No noise, no popping, no cracking.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, let's give Jesus a big praise, amen. That's awesome, Lou. Look at him go. Oh, all right. Tom, what happened?
I have a bad, bad tear in my rotator cuff. If I just go to pick up a towel, sometimes I have to drop down to my knees in pain.
Just a towel will give you that much pain. My gosh.
Or to open a car door sometimes, it just kills me.
Well, how long have you had it?
3 years, 4 years. No, 6 years now.
6 years. Now, do you know what it came from?
No.
Just mysteriously came out of nowhere. Now, when did you get the healing, Tom?
About 15, 20 minutes ago.
What were we praying for when you got the healing?
You're praying for against Leviathan and the snakes in the shoulder.
And the pride. So when you repented for pride and you commanded your soul to be healed, the dunamis, the pain that you've had for 6 years in your shoulder is gone.
Gone. Absolutely gone.
Let's give Jesus. Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Tom, it's wonderful. So awesome.
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today, when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus fire-soaking CD. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
What happened?
I got bad knees, no cartilages, just a lot of grinding going on. And
from what? Do you know?
From doing concrete work most of my life.
So you've been on your knees, because that's what concrete work is, and lifting, a lot of heavy lifting.
Yes.
So no cartilage left, it's bone on bone, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So that must be very painful.
Yes.
Is that chronic all the time, chronic pain?
Yes.
How long have you had that?
Probably about 15 years or more.
15 years of living like that. It must hinder you in all kinds of ways. Is it hard to walk, sleep? What is it?
Well, it's hard to climb up and down on the top bunk, and, you know, there's chronic pain in my knees all the time.
So what happened today?
When I first came in, God spoke to me and told me my knees were going to get healed today.
He did? All right.
And it's kind of amazing because I kept saying, the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. And I went back and read it during countdown, and I knew that I was healed with my knees. It was done. And then just a little while ago, I've had problems with my elbows. Uh-huh. And when you were talking about the elbows, I was playing with my elbow, and I was like, it doesn't hurt anymore.
So right now you're saying that since the early session, your knees have stopped hurting. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they're still not hurting now, and it's hours and hours later, right?
Yes.
And the elbow's even been healed.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting. You said the anointing breaks the yoke. Remember what Acts 10:38 says? It says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and what? And what is that word power? It's the Greek word dunamis. So dunamis is in the anointing, and it lives inside of you. When you were saying the anointing breaks the yoke, you were releasing dunamis power. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So you were doing what you were taught.
Yes.
Yes, and you got a miracle. Can you move your knees now? How do they feel?
Oh, they feel great. They feel good.
After 15 years.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels great. It feels great.
Come on, let's give God a praise. That's so awesome. What happened?
I have bad hips. I played semi-pro football and ripped and ran for a long time. And both my hips, I've been told, needed replaced.
Both hips needed a hip replacement?
Yes. And both my knees.
Wow. How long has it been like that?
My hips have been about 10 years. My knees have been longer than that.
Is it chronic pain all the time?
Yes.
All the time? What does it make it difficult for you? To sleep? To walk? What?
Walk. Sleep, my hips pop out of the socket.
Really? When you're walking, they actually pop out of the socket. That would mean that your bone and your cartilage are so worn down that your hip bones are actually coming out of the socket. My mom had the same thing. That's excruciating pain.
Yes, it hurts bad.
Wow, okay, so what happened?
Well, you said somebody, we sat and said the prayers. I got up and I walked back to
without any pain back to the cell house. I went up. I have a real hard time getting out of in and out of my bunk. I'm in the top bunk. I went up, count time, I laid down, got up, jumped off the bed. I can't do that.
You climbed up with no problem, and then you jumped off the bed when they were done with count, with no pain, no problem?
No pain, no problem, nothing. That's the first time in a long time.
Wow, it sounds like in over 10 years. No pain in either hip right now?
None.
After that long of chronic, you would normally have chronic pain when you're standing here right now?
Yeah, I can't stand for more than 20 minutes at a time.
But no pain right now while you're standing here?
None.
No pain on the walk back to the session tonight?
Not a bit.
Come on, let's give Jesus a big praise. Those were some pretty cool testimonies, huh? Right now, we're going to do what we like to call a super soak. You might be wondering what that is. Well, let me explain it to you. The word soak literally means to remove a stain by continued immersion. See, in our souls are the stains of sin and the wounds that come from them. If you had a stain on your clothes, you wouldn't just try to scrub it out a little bit. You would actually try to thoroughly soak it in order to get the stain out. If you don't thoroughly soak a stain, it sets in. Then you end up walking around with that stain on your shirt for everyone to see. It's the same with our soul. If we don't thoroughly soak and immerse ourselves in the presence of Jesus, then the wounds in our soul will still be there, totally staining every area of our life. Now, I realize that what we're about to do may be different for most of you, but I'm sharing this important thing with you because it's what I did to get healed of countless afflictions in my life. This right here is a real key to healing your soul. It's spending extended times in the presence of Jesus, soaking your inner man. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers, because this is how you get healed. I didn't make these shows just to bring you a good message every week. The point of this entire program is to see you get a real healing. That when you watch these shows, something real happens. When you get that, it's because you're going to engage in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in this super soak. Remember, it's a sin of rebellion that wounds your soul and allows the satanic king of Babylon to attack you. So let's go back to the conference and get healed of our sins of rebellion and the wounds that came from those sins. Then we'll have dominion over this king and the pain and disease he puts on our lives.
Put your hand on your belly or your heart, and let's start with the blood right now. Say, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would heal us of all rebellion. We ask forgiveness for that sin. We ask that you not only wash us, but our ancestors, that you would go back in time and heal and wash away every sin of rebellion that they committed. If I've rebelled against you, Lord, wash me that sin. If I rebelled against the Holy Spirit, wash me of that sin. If I rebelled against Father God, wash me of that sin. If I rebelled against leadership, wash me of that sin. If I rebelled against my spouse, against my parents, against my pastors, against my leaders, against my bosses, against people in authority, forgive me of that sin of rebellion. I repent. I repent if I've broken the laws of the land. I understand now how deadly that sin can be. Wash me of rebellion. Cleanse me of that sin right now by the power of your blood in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to be released in this room right now and have him highlight any specific rebellion you might be doing now that you need to stop and you need to specifically repent of. And we're going to believe by faith that the Lord is just going to wash you clean of any rebellion your ancestors may have committed that you wouldn't even know about. So Holy Spirit, come now. Come now, Holy Spirit, and highlight to us any areas in our life where we are rebelling and we need to stop. And then wash us clean with the blood of Jesus of that sin of rebellion in the name of Jesus. Now just, Holy Spirit, release your ministry right now, Holy Spirit. Now that you know how deadly rebellion is, you need to have your repentance be very fierce. Very fierce. There's a lot on the line here. Just focus on that blood. Focus on the blood from the cross. That's going to get rid of that sin of rebellion. We decree it's going all the way back in time to every time you rebelled and every time your ancestors rebelled and wiping out that sin. The blood is washing away every sin of rebellion in your life and in your family line. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now everybody say amen. Okay, now are we done? Why not? That sin made a wound. The blood took care of the sin. But the sin made a wound. And there's a special power for that wound. It's dunamis. Comes from the resurrection. And it makes you excellent of soul, doesn't it? Now remember, you already have dunamis because you were baptized into Christ. When you were baptized into Christ and you're born again in Him, you went down in death with Him in the water. That's down in death with Him at the cross. You came up out of the water to new life with Him at the resurrection. You already have it. Now, does it grow? Yes, it grows in strength and power. The more you activate into it, the more you put your faith on it, the more you use it, the more you utilize it. Okay? But you already have it. So right now, you can be healed. Amen? Ready? Let's pray for dunamis now. Just pray with me. Lord Jesus, we now ask that you would heal every wound in my soul that came from the sin of rebellion. And every wound my ancestors had in their soul, they got passed down to me. I decree I'm filled with dunamis. It's resurrection power. I already have it. I release it now into my soul. In the name of Jesus, I am becoming excellent of soul. Excellent of soul. I will have nothing in common with the strong man, the satanic king of Babylon. Because every wound that came from rebellion is being healed. Being healed right now. Being healed right now. Being healed right now. I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul. I am strong in my soul. I am strong in my soul. I'm going to be able to bind the strong man. And now just keep on filling your soul with dunamis. You are becoming excellent in your soul. Your soul is becoming strong. I decree it. I speak to every wound in your soul. I command it to be filled with dunamis. I command that they would, every wound would be removed, plucked out, healed in your soul. That your soul would be saturated with resurrection dunamis power. Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I command that you would know him. And you would know the power of his resurrection, that it would manifest in your soul right now, that you would be getting healed more and more, deeper and deeper layers, deeper and deeper layers, going all the way back in time to even the first time that rebellion entered your family line.
Okay, these long super soaks are really awesome because that's when you really, really get the breakthrough. I believe you've been healed of the wounds in your soul that came from the sins of rebellion. So I'm going to pray for you now. I speak to every spirit of pain, weakness, disease, and disorder, and I command you to bow in Jesus' name. Every spirit that is underneath the king of Babylon, you must go now in Jesus' name. We have bound the strong man by being healed in our soul. And now I thoroughly ransack his house. So in Jesus' name, pain be gone. I said, go pain, go in Jesus' name. You spirit, you must leave now in the name of Jesus, and you take your pain, your weakness, and your disease with you. I command all pain to come off of the body right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, check your body. See if that pain is still there. Move around a little bit. Try to do something you couldn't do before. Maybe it's turning your neck or raising your arms or trying to bend down. Maybe bend your knees or move your body in some way. A lot of times the miracle happens when you're checking yourself. Now I'm betting that many of you have discovered that your pain is gone. I want to hear about it. Now if not, if it's still there, keep on praying for your soul to be filled with the blood that Jesus shed at the cross. It will wash away all your sins of rebellion. Then the dunamis power from the resurrection will heal the wounds in your soul that came from that sin. Once you feel the release, then command that spirit of pain to go and it will leave. When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today, when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus fire-soaking CD. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to talk about two kings that are over the spirit of Legion. They're two of the most powerful kings in the satanic realm. They cause infections, bacteria, viruses, diseases, ailments, and mental disorders. When I got free of these kings, that's when I went to a whole new level. And I started seeing unusual signs, wonders, and miracles. You're not going to want to miss next week's program. See you then.